Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa,
see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways because I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Talk Radio Show. Well, there he is. He'll talk, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop.
Welcome to the show. You already know what it is. It is a Sunday night drive with DJ Sean, Robin Lynn, Maven Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming. Seattle, Washington in the house. And my tag team brother, hold on a minute, Robin. One of the baddest DJs in the world, worldwide, my brother. I can call him my mentor because he keeps my ass straight sometimes when I do listen. No other than my brother, DJ Debo, is in the house. And then from Wednesday night show, her numbers were crazy, really fucking crazy, wasn't they, Robin? Wednesday night, Noella. Then from the Songbird Session radio show, Miss Monique Songbird is in the house. Yeah,
hey,
AKA wow. NWA. NWA is in the house, y'all. That's a sister with attitude. A nigga with attitude, Debo. Telling you, brother. She is in the house. What's going on, Robin? Talk to us. What's going on with you? I know you're feeling bad.
And, I know them shingles is fucking
with you again. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I am streaming. You said it right. I am streaming. I don't care. I might not be feeling so good, but that don't stop me from putting the programming on. We doing what it do, baby. On Amazon, right. Roku, Fire Stick, and everywhere else. Live. And in color.
That's right. Thank you for being a part of the show as always, Robin. Without you, half of these millions and millions of people wouldn't be able to get to listen to what we bring them each and every night here on Hilltop Radio Show. I love you. Appreciate you. Even when you're sick, you still crawl into the damn computer to do what you got to do. So we love you. Damn right.
Love that.
And one of the baddest DJs from the great state, well, the Delmarva Peninsula. A lot of people don't know what the Delmarva Peninsula is. That's Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia on the shore side, the ocean side of, you know, Virginia and Maryland and Delaware. Another than my big brother, DJ Debo. What up, man? How you
feeling today,
man?
What's happening? All good, brother. I'm all good. Everything is everything. Love.
Yeah, you sound a lot better, man, without smoking them damn cigarettes, man. You sound good.
Man, every time you mention that word, now, see, I want one. But I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good with it. I just drink another glass of water.
There you go, man. There you go, man. Glad for you to be here, man, because the first hour of the show, if it wasn't, you know, for you possibly making this happen, you know, Miss Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls won't be here tonight on the show, man. So, again, man, thank you for all that you do and all the knowledge that you bring to the show, man, and, you know, and history and, you know, what people need to know, you know, what's going on in the business today, man. Appreciate you. Love you, big brother.
All good. Love you right back.
And I call her cry baby, but she gets on me. At, like, she my mama sometimes. Miss Monique Songbird is in the house, y'all. She is opening up next month for Mr. Bobby Valentino up there in South Bend, Indiana, right? Right, Monique? Up there in Indiana? Yeah. Yeah, she's opening up for Bobby Valentino. Told the promoter what he was going to do, and he agreed to it. You know, history, that's why I call it NWA, a nigga with attitude, y'all, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. What's going on, Miss Songbird? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I just love choir rehearsal.
Okay. You had a show Wednesday night, and I went and looked at the numbers. I was like, God damn, this girl did. Numbers look better than my damn numbers. the hell? Yeah, we got to set her down, Robin, if her numbers get too damn big now. You know
send
what I'm saying?
Bill.
Yeah, we're going to send her bill. A bill. Yeah. I'll send her a bill, but anyway. How you feeling, Monique? Monique, how you feeling? How's your mom feeling? How your mama doing?
She's doing okay. You know, still staying strong as the woman she is. That's why I am the woman I am. But, you know, we're doing pretty good. I'm just getting ready for, we have a Juneteenth celebration coming up here. So we put together a community choir for that day. So I've been trying to get ready for that too. So.
That's good. And let everybody know when your next show is. And do you have anybody as special guests?
Oh, yeah. So my next show is actually Wednesday at 8 o'clock. What I focus on for this show is basically, you know, young entrepreneurs. A lot of times, you know, we see people, you know, shining and striving in the business that they're in, but we don't know their story behind it. You know, so I wanted to, you know, showcase, you know, you're not just seeing the person's, you know, product. You're seeing their story and how it came about. Because I'm all about inspiring other people. And because a lot of times people go through life and they feel like they can't make it or they can't do something. But just being inspired by another person and seeing that they struggle to get to where they are and they're still successful, that gives you that extra push to want to make it and go on. So.
All right. See, you bring in a whole different versatility to, you know, to the network and everything, and we're proud of you. I'm proud of you, what you're doing and everything. You know, it's all good. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate all you guys, too.
All right. Well, we're going to get on into what we came here to do, all the listeners out there. I know you guys are excited like we're excited. I was excited when DJ Debo reached out to me. He said, man, I might possibly having, you know, Shirley Jones or the Jones Girls come on the show. I said, hell yeah, you know, damn well, you ain't got to explain nothing else to me. Let's make it happen. So we made it happen. We were able to get in touch with Mrs. Jones's son, Cam. And here is Miss Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls. Welcome to the show. It's an honor and a humbling honor to have you here with us tonight on a Sunday night drive.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you. This started way back in 1970, the year I was born. So I don't want to tell.
A long career I've had.
A long career, a long journey. You know, you started in Detroit, Michigan. You guys did work with Lou Rawls and let's see, Aretha Franklin, Teddy Pendergrass, and y'all even worked with Diana Ross for a while as well, too. So, Ms. Shirley, tell us about you and your sisters, because you guys did soul and you guys jumped into disco as well, too, right?
Well, we did. The songs, you know, dictated where they landed back in the day. But we just, I always say we just recorded great music, great soul music, music for everybody. So some of the songs went back in the day, pop, some disco, some strictly, you know, the R&B vein. But it's always music that touches your soul. Good soul music is what we always recorded.
Oh, wow. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, your other two sisters aren't here with us, but I know they're watching down on you, you know, and smiling.
Absolutely.
And, you know, knowing that you're going to make, you know, you're still going to carry the name and tradition of the Jones
exactly.
Girls. And again, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and being a part of us. You guys, you know, you represented your sisters and, you know, with y'all's big night on Unsung. Tell us a little bit about the Unsung. How did you, you know, did you enjoy it? Did it help?
I did.
I know everybody's
reaching
out to you guys. I know everybody's reaching out to you and trying to get you on the radio and getting back out there on the stage, correct?
Yes, absolutely. But I was out there, well, I was out there right before the pandemic, both here and overseas quite a bit. But yes, Unsung did, I think they did an excellent job of telling the history of my sisters and I, and I'm very pleased at the way everything came out. And I mean, I've been busy. I just got back home here in Atlanta yesterday. I was in Greensboro, North Carolina, shooting a movie part that will be coming out in the next couple of months, and then I'm headed overseas again in September, and so I'm quite busy, but enjoying the podcasts and the radio shows and interviews that I'm doing. So that always keeps me connected with everybody, you know, the friends and the fans that we have out there. So I truly have enjoyed all the Zooming and the podcasts that have been going on during the pandemic.
Okay, so yeah, you was in Greensboro. That's right around the corner from me. I'm in Charlotte. So, yeah.
We drove, too. So we drove right through Charlotte. Yesterday because I didn't want to fly. You know, they wanted me to fly, but I'm just not comfortable yet getting on a plane. Even though I've had both of my shots, I'm just not comfortable yet. So we drove, and it was a nice drive. You know, it was a nice shoot. So I'm feeling good about it.
Oh, that's good. Can you give us a sneak peek about the movie, or you can't tell yet?
Not yet. I'll be posting it shortly. Well, I got to go back and shoot a few more parts in a few weeks, and then I can talk more about it.
Okay, because I was going to cash app you if you could.
$99.95.
Right.
Usually he makes you cash app him.
Yeah.
Right.
Cash app. Well, we have Robin Lynn Maben from Vibes Live Radio, and I am streaming from Seattle, Washington on the show. Ms. Jones, we're going to get you set up to be on her show. We got Miss Monique Songbird from the Songbird Session Radio Show out of South Bend, Indiana. We're going to get you set up to come on her show. And we got another young lady from out of Houston, Nene Lioness. We're going to get you set up to be on her show as well. So, yeah,
okay.
You got a lot of love. You got a lot of love tonight here. Yeah.
Well, thank
you. A lot of love.
I've been feeling it. I've been feeling the love, I tell you. And enough for my sisters, Brenda and Valerie. So I've been feeling it. Thanks to all people and fans and DJs and everybody. Thank you all so much. Trust me, it is so appreciated.
Oh, no problem. And shout outs to DJ Debo. He's online with us for reaching out to your son, Cam, and, you know, and making this happen with us tonight here on the Sunday night drive here on Hilltop Radio Show. So big shouts out to your
yes.
son as well. Yeah.
Cam's my silent manager and road manager. He goes everywhere I go, you know, I don't travel anywhere without Cam. And he's also, you know, promoting his and my nephew Valerie's son EP, where they just released samples of its 6 songs, The Jones Connection. And they're terrific, and they're all samples of Jones Girl songs.
Yeah, we have him and your nephew. We got them on here on Hilltop on tomorrow night. He's going to be with us tomorrow night. Yes.
Oh, great.
I listened to their
stuff.
I've listened to it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I loved it too. The video is on YouTube and everything. Yeah. It's good that your son and your nephew is keeping you guys' music alive and well and everything. And, you know, I'm proud of him as, you know, myself, you know, keeping your tradition going as well too. So, and I know you're happy as well too. Yeah.
I am. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to turn the mic over to some of the women, see if some of the women got some questions for you. Ms. Robin Lynn, Maven, Vice Live Radio, Seattle, Washington, you got a question for Ms. Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls.
Yes, Shirley. It's so nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. I am dying to know, what's your favorite Jones Girl song?
Who can I run to? Who can I run to? Yes.
Wow. And can I ask, what inspires you? What or who inspires you?
What inspires me now, especially since Brenda's passing in 2017, is a full-throated determination to make sure that people don't forget the Jones Girls and all that beautiful music that when they were here, the harmonies and the work that we put into each and every song, whether it was for us or singing backgrounds for so many people, we put our heart, soul, and voices to always strive for the best performance on that we could get on tape for everybody.
Wow. Wow. Anything else, Ms.
Amazing.
Anything else there, Ms. Robin Lynn, maybe?
Yes. What would you say, what would you offer as a word of encouragement to artists starting out today?
To stay at it, learn the business of music, constantly practice. We my sisters and I, have, you know, well, our mother was our vocal coach, so she taught us music. She taught us piano, so we always read music, too. I think that was another reason why so many people wanted us as background singers on their project, because they knew we could read music as well. And my advice is to learn the business of music so that once your time comes, which it will if you just keep at it and keep praying and keep sharpening your craft, and learn the business of music so that you're not taken. You know, you're the last one to get the money, but you're the one that's out there. So the business of music is so important to learn, and there's so many books and just information on how you can make sure you benefit from your hard work and your craft.
Oh, wow. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
You put that, that's a nice picture with you on it, and that, what you just said right there with it. That's a nice meme right there. Yeah. Right, to get that going for you. Public service announcement, that's right. And we will collect Cash App for you, anybody that wants that, Ms. Jones.
You don't mind.
Ms. Monique Songbird, South Bend, Indiana, anything you want to ask Ms. Jones?
Yeah, I know how it gets chaotic when you're in the business. What is something that you did to make sure that you were grounded throughout your success?
My mom grounded us years ago when we first started out and were becoming popular around Detroit as teenagers. And, you know, we were starting to kind of get the big head. My mother, she was a gospel singer, very well-known gospel singer in her own right. And in fact, she was the first black gospel singer to sign to RCA Records. She told us, she said, let me just tell you all one thing. Yes, you've been blessed with the talent, but because of that talent, don't ever think or make people feel that you are better than them. You're no worse than anybody. You're no better than anybody. And remember, God gave you a talent, but he can also take it away. So you look at people, as humans, and love them and never think that you're better because you have this voice and, you know, people are fawning over your records and all of that. Because in this world, in this lifetime, we are all humans and we should love each other for that and not get any kind of big head or anything like that. So that my mother grounded us very early, and it stuck with all of us throughout our career.
Oh, wow. Anything else there, Miss Monique?
How did you, was it hard for you coming from, you know, a mother that was singing gospel in church? How was there a difference? I know, like, today, now, you know, you'll be in church, they'll be like, oh, you're singing the devil's music, you know, like, and you're supposed to be in church, and so they always want to separate things. Like, was it like that back then as well? Was it as bad?
It was as bad, if not even worse, and it took a lot of, I mean, we brought our girlfriends and cousins. It took a lot of people talking to my mother to even let us try, you know, at 13, I was 13, when Holland Dozier Holland wanted us to, you know, do some background work for them, and which led to a local record deal with their music merchant label. And the stipulation was that for every session, it did not matter. She finally agreed to let us do it, but for every session, she was there, sitting in the corner with her Bible and her glasses on to make sure that there was no kind of hanky-panky or nothing going on in the studio. And she did that until I was 18 or 19 years old.
I know she had that holy water with her too, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Back up, awesome. Satan. Back up, Satan. Leave
That's
my girl
right.
alone.
Get away from my girl.
Okay. Anything else, Miss Monique Songbird?
Oh, no, that was awesome.
And Miss Monique Songbird, Miss Jones, is a very, very talented R&B singer herself, and she has a gift as well too, and she is awesome. I'll make sure I'll send Cam her music so you can listen to it. Yes,
I would love to, Miss Monique. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, and we have another young lady on here before we go to Mr. Debo. Nene Lioness, welcome to the show. Is there any questions you want to ask Miss Shirley Jones?
You first of all want to say Yan. I'm super excited to be on here. Shout out to you for Miss Shirley Jones. Shout out to you, Queen. I just want to say thank you for paving the way for artists such as myself. And my question is, what is your least favorite of the industry, and what is what you like the most?
What I like the most is connecting with the fans and performing. Oh, my God. I have missed performing so much, because when I'm performing, you know, I'm kind of in a whole different zone to make sure people feel the love that my sisters and I put into the music. You know, my entire show is pretty much Jones Girls music, Jones Girls songs. I do a couple of medleys, you know, Motown medley, but the majority of my show, I put, that's the my most favorite. The least favorite thing about the music industry are people that try to take advantage of artists, and be it, you know, the publishing, be it promoters trying to pay you less, or sometimes not even paying you at all. So, you know, but I don't have that problem anymore. But back in the day, we sure did a lot of times. But so my most favorite is shows. I'm hoping to be able to do the city wineries. I love clubs, small clubs. I do a lot of big shows overseas, but I love clubs so that I can really connect with the audience and the singing part and the performing. And the least favorite is, of course, the sharks that are out there sometimes to take advantage of artists. So that's why I say the learning and knowing the business of music is so important. It's just as important as working on your craft.
Appreciate that. But I got one more question. Did you, while you was in the industry, did you find it hard to be in a relationship while you was in the business, while you're in the business?
Yep. Yeah, it you know, I've been several for relationships, but it was hard to be. I finally got married a little later on, and you know, of course, had Cameron. But during the heyday of the Jones Girls, yeah, I mean, we all dated, but nothing serious because we were so focused for at least 4 or 5 years of our career, the early days, on just working and performing and recording. So we really didn't have much time for relationships, a serious relationship.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. Well, I appreciate you, Queenie. Thank you. Much
well, thank you, and I look forward to hearing that music.
All right. Mr.
Robin,
DJ,
hello.
DJ Devo, any questions you want to ask Mrs. Jones?
Oh,
he's probably messing with his mute button. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Well,
yeah, we can hear you now.
I'm tongue-tied. I'm just tongue-tied because I'm talking to somebody that I actually idolize their music. The Jones Girls, man, I love your music, always have. I grew up, my mom used to play your music so much, and I just love your music. I'm just humbled to have you here. I'm so humbled to have you here. And trust me when I tell you, your music will never die. It will never die. Good music don't pass.
Well,
and Cam,
thank you.
I got him.
Thank
I'm going to work with him. I'm going to work with
Good.
Him and make sure he gets out there too.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. And, you know, I really appreciate it because it's validation. Both of my sisters left here feeling unloved by the music industry that we worked so hard to impress. So that what you just said goes a long way because that's all we ever wanted to do, the three of us. Some of my best memories of my sisters are when it was just the three of us, no boyfriends, no girlfriends around, you know, hanging around. And it was just the three of us in some either, you know, one of our homes or in a, if we were on the road in one of the rooms, just working on our harmonies, just working on interpreting the songs. Rather we wrote it or it was a Gambling Huff or Dexter Wanzel, Nights Over Egypt or a Gambling Huff, I Just Love the Man or You Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else or if we were doing a Aretha Franklin, Almighty Fire album or Cher, we did her album or Hell and Ready. We always got together and put our heart, soul and voices into every project. So thank you for that. It's validation that we did a good job, and I appreciate it.
Well, I will say this and add this to it. As far as your harmony, your music, period, but your harmony, second to none. There's nobody in the industry out there that could even come close. That could even
Thank
come
you.
Close.
Thank you.
Wow.
People often ask me, they say, what's the one wish that you would really like to have? And I said, if I could just have Brendan Valerie back here for one day to just put our harmonies on tape. That would be the one wish I would love to have come true.
Wow. Well, let's do this. Let's go on to one of your songs, and we'll be right back with Miss Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls here on the Saturday Night Drive on the Hilltop Radio Show. We'll be right back. Let's see. Here we go. Nights Over Egypt right here on the Sunday Night Drive with Miss Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls. Miss Jones, when you hear your music on the radio or, you know, on TV or on commercials and stuff, how proud does that make you feel, you know, inside?
Oh, it makes me feel wonderful. Driving to Greensboro yesterday and driving home on Sirius, we must have heard this, a different song, Dance Turn to Romance, I Just Love the Man, Nights Over Egypt. I think we heard Jones Girl songs at least 6 times up and back. And that's good. It reflects in my monthly check from Sound Exchange. So it's a good feeling, and
all right,
a good feeling now. So
that's right.
It's great.
That's good to hear that ching ching, right? Ching ching.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
And as well as my sister's kids, too, you know,
right.
Valerie's son. I have it set up so that they're all getting their mother's portion of our music.
Oh, wow. That's nice. That's nice. So tell us, I want to know personally, how was it working with Mr. Cool Breeze himself, the teddy bear, Teddy Pendergrass? How was it working with him?
It was great. You know, it was wonderful. Teddy became, he became a dear friend. We worked with him. We toured with him. He and I dated for about a year and a half, and then we still worked together even after we broke up. And we were always friends from, you know, from that point on until the day he passed. We were dear, dear friends.
Oh, wow. Because I'll be watching some of his old concerts on YouTube. He was a smooth dude, boy. He was a smooth dude on the stage.
Yeah, he was a smooth dude, and the women loved it. And that's part of the reason why we broke up.
Paying
too much attention to other women. Yep.
I was heard it here first on the hilltop. Ms. Jones, let's go back to 1979. You guys is self-entitled. Who Can I Run To? How important was that record to you and your sisters from all the other records that you guys did?
Well, Who Can I Run To was actually on the B side. You know, back in the day. 45 had an A side and a B side. The
right.
hit, the gold selling record was "You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else," and
right.
that record with "Who Can I Run To" being on the B side, a lot of the DJs would flip it and play that record. And then when Escape put it out in 1995, so many people did not know that we had done it first. And it's amazing to me that so many, because back then the DJs would always play their version and then they would say, a lot of you young people think that this is an Escape original, but it is not. The Jones Girls did it first. And it was Jermaine Dupri that recently, right before the verses between SWC
yeah.
and Escape, he's the one that posted Instagram showing a video, an old video of us doing Who Can I Run To, and then it segued right into Escape to let people know that, no, it's not an Escape original. It's a Jones Girl song.
So Escape, covered you guys' song in 1995. Did you know that song was going to be that popular? It was number one in R&B, and it hit number eight in the pop charts. Did you guys know that it was going to be that popular after they covered it?
I did not. And they have surprised me on a couple of radio shows, and I've spoken with a couple of the girls at different times throughout the years, and they're always saying to me, "We hope we did you guys proud with our version." And I always tell them, you absolutely not only made us proud, but they brought back a lot of attention to the Jones Girls in 1995 because their song was so popular and because so many people were researching back then, the DJs especially, to let people know, that it was the Jones Girls first, but it just so happened
mm-hmm.
to have been on the B side of a record instead of released as a single for us.
Wow. And, because of them, again, ching, ching,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. But, you guys did a lot in y'all's career, and who was it when you guys were out there touring, what groups or who was it that y'all would love to go back, love to be on the stage with or share the stage with? What acts or what groups did you guys love to be with?
Back in the day, we pretty much shared the stage with everybody we wanted to work with back in the day because they had the Budweiser festivals and it was all kind of music festivals, and some of our favorite people would be on the same shows as us, like the OJs and Natalie Cole and Patti LaBelle.
Mm.
And we even toured with the Jacksons. We did. Now that was amazing. Their father contacted our manager at the time and wanted us to specifically open for the Jacksons on their West Coast tour.
Oh, wow.
We had the opportunity, the Gap Band, Parliament, we had the opportunity to work with everybody that we admired back in the day. And it's funny because we were all working, but we all became friends because we would see each other at the different shows as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is there any artists out there today that has caught your attention that you would love to, you know, work with in the studio?
Oh my God, yes. I love, absolutely love Ledisi. I love her music. And as far as guys that are out there now, I love Tyrese, Jamie Foxx, of course, you know. Those are all people, you know, if they called me tomorrow, I would absolutely do a duet with, and, you know, because I have a new record deal that I'm signing in the next couple of weeks with the Kickoff single. I'll have Cam send it to you, being a remake that I did of Who Can I Run To called I Won't Tell. So
it's
a beautiful song. And we're releasing that right after the 4th of July. And then the album, which I'm doing, which is it's called In Loving Memory, dedicated to my two sisters and my mom. It'll be out in September, October.
It's funny you said Tyrese. Here's what's funny about it. I just spoke to Tyrese's sister today on the phone and said, look, I got Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls coming on my show. After I get her on my show, I'll send her your way. And she was like, okay, we could do that and everything. So I talked to Tyrese's sister on a regular. Yeah, she's got a show out of Dallas. Yeah, she's got a show out of Dallas. Yeah.
Well, I love his music. I loved him, you know, with his very first project when he was doing on the bus, on that bus singing that Coca-Cola commercial, I think. And I followed his career, and his first couple of albums were just fantastic to me. Vocally, I don't think there's anybody out there that could beat Tyrese singing.
No, I don't think so neither. But, yeah, we're going to make that happen for you. I'll make sure Ken gets all her information for you and the rest of the ladies, Robin and NeNe and Monique. Make sure that he gets all these young ladies information so you can get on their shows as well.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, we got one. Let's play another one. One of Jones Girls' hot songs. Who Can I Run To?
Yes.
Thank you.
right, that's Miss Shirley Jones and the Jones Girls, y'all. Who can I run to right here on the Hilltop
yes.
Radio Show? Bring back a lot of memories, Miss Jones.
It does. My favorite Jones Girl song. Always have and always will be.
Wow. I got another question.
Go ahead, Miss Robin.
Do you have to do anything to stay relevant, or do you just go with the flow?
Well, my son, you know, keeps me very, very visible on social media. And I have a vocal coach that whenever I'm getting ready to go out, which we've even started back from the pandemic because I've got so many dates coming up, the latter starting in September, all throughout next year, we've started back with workout sessions for my voice because I still sing all the Jones Girl songs in the original keys on stage with my band. So
oh, wow.
And that's because I have had vocal lessons here. My vocal coach, shout out to him, Alan McElrath. He's been my vocal coach for over 30 years. So he keeps my voice in tip-top shape. So I do, you know, like I said, my sisters and I, my mother, she instilled a work ethic in us as far as singing. And I mean, it was just something that we enjoyed, rehearsing and practicing to strive for perfection in everything we did as far as, you know, vocals.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's
wow.
amazing because, you know, it's funny. You're the only artist that we've had on here that's still, you know, from back in the day, old school wise, is still getting vocal lessons. That's the first.
I know.
Yes.
It's amazing to me. So
amazing.
Say, no, girl, you know, the road, but to stay on, to, you know, to be able to hit those notes, you know, I have a 4.5 octave range, and to be able to hit those notes, I was worried, especially, you know, once I really started getting older, and that is one of the things that I pride myself in. I can still sing every Jones Girl song in the original key. So,
oh,
so
wow.
The best of the
wow.
best, the champions always practice, and they
That's
always
right.
have a coach. The VIPs,
right.
the NFL, the NBA players, and even whether they're in season or out of season, they still practice and rehearse, and they have a coach. I am so glad
yep.
you tell us. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's first I've heard. Wow, I guess it's the first time for everything that you do in
yeah.
anything in life or hear something as well, too. Well, Miss Shirley Jones, I want to say thank you again for being a part of our show. We praise you. We honor you. We love you. Keep continuing on doing what you're doing. And next time y'all ride through Charlotte, y'all make sure y'all give me DJ Sean a holler or even stop through and I'll have dinner waiting for you or something. So you don't have to stop
on
that long ride back to Atlanta. My brother is a celebrity chef, so I have him make you guys up a nice little meal so you guys
Ooh,
can have and yeah.
Sounds great. Well, it's been my pleasure, and I love each and every one of you all. And you know, just remember, hey, it's more that things that bring us together than that keep us apart. And my goal is to just make people smile and feel loved, because that's so important, especially through this pandemic we just came through. So many people were alone for so long, and you know, felt. And some feel now feeling unloved. So it's our duty to help each other. Now that we're almost through this thing, let's love on one another, get back to those shows and sing and dance.
Oh, yeah. Who can we love when we need love?
That's
who can
right.
we run to?
Who can you run to? Yes. So
hey.
You all take care. God bless you. And I'll catch up with you next time.
All right, thank you, and I'll make sure your son, we have a mix for some reason and didn't it didn't load fast enough. I'll make sure Cam gets that Jones Girl mix for you so you can have, and I'll make sure you get the other ladies' radio station information ASAP so you can get scheduled to be on their shows as well, too.
That sounds great. I look forward to it. Take care now.
All right. Thank you, Miss Jones.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Love, we love you. Yep.
Love you.
All right,
too.
You guys.
Bye-bye.
That's Sunday Night Drive. That was the one and only Miss Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls taking time out of her schedule and joining us here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And man, I told you guys we got a superstar lineup tonight here on the Saturday Night Drive. So I hope everybody is driving and taking care of what they got to take care of, and having to pull over on the side of the road to hear these awesome blasts from the past. Now, he's been working in the industry for a long, long time. I don't want to get your age, but anything, I want to give a shout out to Miss Trenise for making this happen. Her and her father made this possible. And we got Mr. Phil Fields on the line with us for the second hour, Power Hour, here on the Sunday Night Drive. Thank you, sir. How you doing tonight, man? And first of all, it's an honor to have you on here. And thank you for taking time out of your schedule and joining us here on the show, man.
Hey, my brother, it's a pleasure to be here with you. I'm honored to be here, and once my man Ira told me about the show, I was certainly down to do it. And shout out to Miss Shirley Jones, one of my favorites, an all-time favorite legends that you just had. It was very enjoyable listening to her. I love her music. But yeah, man, how's everything going with you?
Man, everything is going good, man. It's humbling when you got superstars such as yourself and Mrs. Jones and everybody that takes time out of their schedule and come on over here to the show and keep myself alive, because I'm an old school DJ and I still. You know, I'm always say I'm old school till the day I die, and nothing's going to change that. And you guys, this music really keeps us still humbling, and you know, and a lot of y'all's music, you know, made a lot of kids back in the day and everything too. So you know, you know that real love, you know, when you're mad with your significant other, you can throw one of those songs on and. You know, kiss and make up and everything. Nowadays, you don't know what to find to play, but you got to go into the crate and find an album and everything, man. It'll be on here. But again, I know Trenise is on here. I want to thank her, one of our favorite artists, for making this happen along with her dad. So, Trenise, I know you're listening. We've got your mic open, and we want to say thank you as well, too. All right. She's so humbling. Yeah. So, Mr. Fields, you started out not with, I keep saying Muette, but it's not Muette. How do you,
Aura.
Robin always, Aura. So tell us about your stint with Aura. How'd you get, you know, involved?
Right. Well, you know, I was born and raised in East Orange, New Jersey, and East Orange is home to many, many musicians, Dionne Warwick, Gwen Guthrie, Steve Washington from Slave, and the founder of Slave. And actually, Steve Washington and I had a band together in sixth grade. And so that was really my first band. It was a huge music theater. I mean, Naughty by Nature from right down the street. And, you know, it was a very fertile hotbed, East Orange. And in fact, North Jersey in general, Newark, East Orange, it's very, very fertile as far as musical talent and appreciation and love for music. It's like kind of, in New York City's a little bit different. It was always difficult to get some of our records played in in the city because they were more into straight up disco as opposed to R&B or funk, or to, for lack of a better term. You know, it's more or less you had to go down to like by Philly and then the rest, then down south. That's the kind of stuff that you could actually, that was played in New Jersey. So, at any rate, the first band that I was, after I came back from starting a band out in Ohio, I went to school out there. And when I got back, I joined the Steve Washington had left Slave. He had done the five albums with them, and he was starting a new enterprise called Aura with Kurt Jones and Starlina Young singing the leads. So we wrote that whole record. Stevie and I wrote the whole record. The first record was with Are You Single on it, in one night, you know, the whole album, and. So that's what that was, and Are You Single went on to be a great success, and went on to follow with another cut. Why Don't You Make Up Your Mind? On the next record. So I wrote a lot of the music for the group, and it was a very good experience for me.
Oh wow!
Yes.
Well, on with us tonight, Mr. Phil, we got Robin Lynn Maben, Boz Live Radio. I am streaming out of Seattle, Washington. We have Miss Monique Songbird, the Songbird Session radio show out of South Bend, Indiana. And we also have Miss Nene Lioness out of Houston with her radio show called Raw Feelings Radio. And these young ladies are on with us, as well as one of the baddest DJs from Delaware, great state of Delaware, DJ Debo. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the microphone over to the ladies and get the ladies to ask you questions, and then get the DJ to ask you a question, and then we'll get back and we'll play a couple of your songs, your early songs, Are You Single, you know, a couple of years. So take you back on the journey. You know, back in the day, and then I'm going to talk about, you know, your years, you know, your second group and your hairstyle and everything. So we're going to go into that.
Ready for?
Yeah, go your hairstyle stuff like that. Miss Robin Lynn, Boz Live Radio. Welcome to the show. Anything you want to ask, Mr. Phil Fields?
Yes, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. It is awesome to meet you and speaking with you. What and who inspires you?
Oh, wow. Well, one of my great influences early, and then eventually I got a chance to work with him later in life, is Sly Stone. When, you know, growing up, our first band, like I mentioned earlier, in sixth grade, was really, really like Sly was the inspiration for a lot of my early music making. But, you know, I listened a lot to a lot of Philly International, a lot of Gamble and Huff stuff. I love the stylistics. I love the arrangements, you know, and so being able to take those orchestra arrangements and put them on a synthesizer, or a string machine, or something like that, something that was portable, because, you know, you really couldn't travel around easily with the orchestra. So I was more interested in how could I make this, compartmentalize it, you know, so we could travel with it, you know what I'm saying? And what I came up with over time was basically, was my sound, which basically is very difficult. To be simple, to be brief in anything that you do, whether it be writing, talking, and especially creation. And when you're creating music, you might feel like you need to say a whole bunch of stuff, but and of course you don't have a lot of time when you're composing. You have to kind of it becomes your own signature sound, and it's basically less is more. And so basically that's kind of how I arrived at it. Sly was a master of of how to be brief. I mean, with the horn part, the keyboard part, the guitar part, Larry Graham on bass. I mean, come on, what more could you? We could.
Graham does go funk all the way. Ooh wee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
That was one of my main influences. I love James Brown, of course, and you know, I listen to. There's only two kinds of music to me, good or bad. You know, so if it's good, I'm gonna give it a listen. You know, and I'm gonna try to sink all the way into it. You know, so it'll come back. It's gonna come out the same way that it went in. That's what musicians are. It goes in and it comes out another way. You feel me?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say to motivate or encourage or inspire the new artist starting out today?
Well, the first thing I would encourage the new artist to do is to master their craft. Whatever it is, if it's songwriting, be the best songwriter you can be. And that starts with studying other songwriters in the past, not just from the last few years, but of all the years. And study what goes into making a song a hit. Why do people like this song over another song? And learn. If you are a keyboard player, then obviously, you know, learn to be comfortable at the instrument. A vocalist, learn how to sing, you know, well. And try to strive to find your own sound. It sounds easier than it is for your own sound. Starts right in the beginning, you know, and you'll find yourself coming back to, well, I liked what I just did, you know. So you need to really not be afraid to listen to yourself, recordings of yourself, no matter how painful they may be at first. You know, you need to listen to yourself, and you also need to listen to others. So that's what I'd say would be my first motivator. The second thing is to learn the business of music. That's a huge thing. Learn about publishing. Learn about copyright. Learn about splits. Learn about everything that you can learn about the business, you know, as if you were actually running a company yourself, because you're going to need all that information, you know, to be able to get people that you need to get to do what you need to get done for yourself. You need to, it's like almost like building a house. You got to kind of know a little bit about almost everything about it. You know, it's not saying you're going to go out and do everything, but you should know what it is that's on the table, you know. So that's what I, you know.
Right.
So you know what to ask for. So that's kind of, you know, take a great pleasure in mentoring people all the time, young kids, older, anybody who's interested. I've always got the time to talk, you know, and to share my experience with them.
All right. Anything else there,
yeah.
Ms. Robin Lynn?
No, that's it for now. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Miss.
Thanks for your question.
Miss Monique Songbird, the Songbird Session Radio Show of South Bend, Indiana. Anything you want to ask?
Yeah. I got some juicy questions.
Right.
With you being a male in the industry, of course, and of course with you guys being so talented, how did you balance like a relationship getting a lot of female attention?
Well, you really have to. You got to work on it. It's difficult. No, I'm just being honest. It's relationships require give and take, and so you have to really be an adult, and you have to grow into who you are as a person, and that's something that everyone has to, you know, all entertainers have to deal with, because they're out in the public life. One thing for sure, don't believe the hype. Believe, you got to be firmly rooted to, and, you know, being raised properly, you know what's the difference between the right and wrong, you know, and be true to yourself. Therefore, you, mm-hmm. if you can't be true to yourself, you can't really be true to the music. And so, and you certainly can't be true to anybody in a relationship. So that's what I would say. You got to know that part about you. And, you know, you got to be able to, like, wherever you come from, this is where you come back to. You know what I'm saying? So this, that's how you are raised, and that's how you know you should know better. In other words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Is there anything in your career that you look at from back then that you see today in a new perspective that you wish you would have did differently?
Oh, of course. It's all the time. You know, I mean, I remember one thing, the first tour I went on, I think it was with Aura, I realized here I am cooped up on this bus for like 2 months, and I don't have any of my new music with me, you know?
Oh, wow.
You know, there were cassettes in those days, so it made it a little more difficult. You had to have it. But still, this is a perfect time to be working on your music. When you're on the road, you have plenty of downtime. And so, you know, instead of, like, let's say, seeing the sights, and there's nothing wrong with seeing the sights, but you could still maintain more of a continuity, you know, and more of a work ethic. And so these things are important. Now, of course, it's easier today because devices are so much smaller. Yeah.
Definitely. Thank you so much for the question.
Sure.
For the answer.
All right.
No,
Miss Nene Lioness, anything you want to ask?
Yes, first of all, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Okay, my question is, when you was coming up in the, I mean, like, in your early part of stage of your career, what was the most difficult part? Like, that was frustrating you, like, man, I just got to get this done, and maybe I'll get this. Right, so like, what was frustrating you the most before you got signed? I know artists want to get signed, but it's like certain things that frustrate them the most.
Right. Well, in the early days, it was tough to gain access to the means of creating a record. I mean, it was very difficult, and it was extremely expensive. So, you know, that was, it's not like it is today where you could actually make music on your phone if you wanted to. In those days, there were a lot of different things. I'm not going to go into them, that you would, ways to record, let's say cassette to cassette, quarter track. It was a lot. And to really get a good recording to go into the studio was very expensive, and so you had to figure that out. There were pros and cons to that, because by the time you got into the studio, you saved enough money to go. You knew exactly what you wanted to do. You had rehearsed and dreams about it backwards and forwards. So you went into the band was tight. You go in there and you like, bow, you know. You might drop an album in one evening. I mean, that's how
wow.
It was real. Yeah, that's
wow.
How it that, those are the pros.
Wow.
Now, the cons are that sometimes you can be overly prepared. You want to have some leeway as to say, well, now that I'm here and it's sounding like that, let me take a breath of air or go get some food and think, well, do I really want to just keep going like this, or do I want to do this? So I want to go another direction, add some layers, you know. Like, for instance, when Marvin Gaye would record his backgrounds, you know, he would stack them as if they, you know, like 10, 15, 20 tracks of Marvin, of just his own background. It was like a choir of himself. And that takes some time, and it takes some gumption to even come up with that kind of a concept. You know, to imagine the colors, you know, that you achieve with doing that. It's not just, say, the rhythm section. You have the rhythm section. You have the lead. Then you have all this beautiful wash of background, the strings, the percussion. You know, so those are the types of considerations I would say the cons.
Okay. So my next question is, what don't you like about how they got the male artists today? Like, what is the big difference, like, that you don't like how they got the male artists today?
Well, that's a good question. And I could even expand it to almost all artists, not just male artists. It's about sound. Back in the day, everyone prided themselves on having a unique sound. All vocalists, no one sounded like somebody else. Everybody sounded different. Eddie Kendrick sounded different than David Ruffin. I mean, everyone had their own particular, not just because their voice was high, it's another style. And you could tell immediately, oh, this is so-and-so singing. Nowadays, it's become so over time that it's kind of rough because people started to mimic other people who were doing well, and record companies would look for, like, clones of people, you know. And so that started a whole other thing with artists who thought it might be good to sound like so-and-so, you know, and discourage them from finding their true sound, which is really the ultimate thing when it comes to longevity in the business. It's your own. You got to find your own sound, your own groove, your own thing, where someone can say, oh, that is so-and-so. You know, you don't want to get caught in that bag of, it's a mixed music. You don't want to, that's the regular. You don't want to do that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay, thank you. Thank you for that.
All right, DJ Debo, Delaware's in the house. Anything you want to ask, Mr. Phil?
Hey, my brother.
There, like, how you doing, sir? How are you tonight?
Doing well,
is
man.
There,
how
I'm pretty good. During your touring around, is there anything that during your tours, any type of incidents that really stands out to you that you will never forget, that you actually remember to this day, as far as racial encounters and things of that nature?
Oh, yes. On the very first tour I was with Aura, I got to really know what it was about. A bus was escorted out of town. I think we were somewhere in South Carolina. We were escorted to the county line. You know, the sheriff would come on the bus, search everything, made a mess of things. You know, we weren't doing anything wrong. We didn't do anything at all. And but they just accept for the color of our skin. So that was a quick wake up call. And you know, let's face it, this is the United States, and this country was founded on race, on racism. So, you know, it's deep. It's a sad thing that it's still, we've made a lot of strides, but we have so far to go. And sadly, it is a part, and you have to be prepared to deal. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be prepared when you're traveling, especially you have to be aware.
Well, I asked that question because my grandson, one of my grandsons, a while back we was watching, was it the Five Heartbeats? I think it was the Five Heartbeats we was watching. And the scene where the police stopped them and made them sing the song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he asked me, he's like, well, Papa, did stuff like that really happen? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I'm sure it still does. So that's a word to the, you know, to the wise when you're out on tour to be aware. You just have to be aware, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Especially going back to those days, I heard a lot of stories about the different individuals during the Chitlin Circuit that was on the Chitlin Circuits and things like that. Those encounters are very important encounters, because a lot of those encounters actually influence the artist to actually speak about it or to sing about it.
Exactly. This is true. If you think about what you just said, that is a big deal. In those days, artists were not encouraged to speak about it. They were not encouraged to speak about their blackness. They were encouraged just to do, just to smile and keep it going and suck all that stuff up. But it's just too real, you know,
right.
And too important to continue to keep things like that covered. And so I like to think that today, you know, we are past the day of not speaking your mind. But I know I'm mistaken, because it still goes on. And
artists
do need to speak about what they experience. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's right. All right, you guys, this is Mr. Phil Fields right here on Sunday Night Drive on the Hilltop Radio Show. We're getting ready to get into one of his tunes, and we'll be right back with Mr. Phil Fields.
Oh,
All right, that's Are You Single right here on Saturday Night Drive. The one and only Mr. Phil Fields live on the Hilltop Radio Show. Again, Mr. Phil, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule and being a part of our show tonight. You don't know how humbling it is to finally get to have so much talented funk artists from back in the day here on the show, man, because we've had, man, we've had Larry Dotson of the Bar Caves, Howard Hewitt.
Oh, that's my man.
Yeah, yes, we've had, man, just about anybody and everybody here on the show, man. And to add you to the mix, man, it is even more humbling, man. So you wrote a lot of music for both groups. What is the best, what is one of the best songs that you wrote for either group that, you know, well, that you still love today?
Oh, know what? That's one of the things that I really enjoy them all, because they're all part of, they were part of, you know, of coming, of growth for me. This is all a period of growth. If I had to single out one, I might say You Are My Sunshine on the You Mean He, I believe it's on the You Mean He album of Mtuma, yeah, on the You Mean He album. It's a ballad, and it's always very popular where we, you know, on the road when the band would hit it. Like I said, I enjoy all of them. I still dig all of them.
Okay, because I know you wrote You, Me, and He, and you wrote Juicy Fruit, one of the popular songs right now. I know you guys are real happy that Biggie Smalls took it, because I know y'all still getting ching ching, you know, in your account each month from, you know, behind that song.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm honored that so many artists appreciate my sound. Of course, there's a Biggie sample, but so many other people, like Alicia Keys, Jennifer Lopez, Tamar Braxton, Common, Snoop Dogg, Queen Latifah, Mariah Carey, they all use that sample. You know, and that's just part of the list. I mean, it goes on and on. And with, that's just to say, you know, that's really, you're flattered when people want to, you know, use some of your material like that. And you know, it doesn't hurt, of course. You know, but I'm especially proud that Michael Jackson used a song that I co-wrote for Roy Ayers as the opening of his full-length video for The Way You Make Me Feel.
You're right.
You know, so, you know what I'm saying? So it was a song Hot.
And you also wrote, How Many Ways for Toni Braxton as well, right?
That's correct. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
See, I did my homework on you.
You sure did.
So now,
right, man.
Now the question is the hairstyle. Where did your hairstyle come from? Because I swear you look like the guy from The Deal. The guy from The Deal. You guys got the same, have the same hairstyle. So where did the hairstyle come from?
Well, you know, my hair just grew like that, you know, and over time, you know, it was a period where people were, you know, a lot of my friends, musicians, were not, you know, well, Larry Dotson, my boy, he used to wear his hair like that, so when we would go out together, it was like, you know, whoa, look at me, and he would wear his tights out, like in New York, he'd wear his stage stuff. So it's like, imagine Larry and I walking around New York City. And it's like, everyone is looking at us.
Yeah, I got on him about his hairstyle when he was on. Yeah. Yeah. So what's one of the, I mean, you know, you sang with two popular groups, two groups. What group did you want to share the stage with that you didn't get a chance to share the stage with in your career?
Oh man, there's so many. I mean, Prince, come on. Who wouldn't want to play with Prince? Michael Jackson, you know. It's Sly, you know. Even though I produced a record on Sly, it worked with him extensively, but to actually be on stage was something I never did. Sly, you know, there's always those heroes. Stevie Wonder, come on, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot. Aretha Franklin, oh, man. There's a lot, but yeah, man. But I feel blessed and fortunate for everything that I have experienced. Because you know, getting a chance to groove with some of your heroes is certainly very humbling to use your term. It is, you know, and you know, we've been working on a lot of new stuff recently, and getting ready to drop a couple of different projects. And I'm going to send you some stuff so you can put your ear to it and see what you see, what you're feeling on it. But
okay.
My wife,
you and your wife is doing music together as well, correct?
Exactly, and she's got one record out, and she's getting ready to drop another one, and I'm getting ready to do one on myself and the band. And so we're almost there. We're getting ready to take some. Generally, when we start, we like to go out and start, like, you know, 500 seaters. Because if you can't rock a 500 seater, then why take it any bigger? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I like to be
exactly.
That intimate environment, and I like to get feedback on the records. In the beginning, that's how we've always done it. You know, take them out and see if people should be singing them by the end of the night. if it's not, then we go and tweak them. And so I'm kind of old school that way. But my wife is here with me. Dee, go ahead and say hello.
Hey, how you doing, Sean?
How you doing, Miss Dee? Thank you for connecting with me on the social media. And we're gonna get you on. We're gonna get you on soon, and have you come on here, and then have you bring you
that's
both back
beautiful.
On, and then drop y'all's music together on the show. How's that sound?
That wonderful.
Great.
And get,
ladies still
right.
there?
Yeah, the ladies are still here. I'm gonna get you on the ladies shows as well too. Yeah, women empowerment. That's what today is, women's empowerment. Yep.
Fantastic.
Very good.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So what's one of your favorite songs, Dee, that Phil, I don't want to get you in trouble now. You don't have to answer it. I don't want you to get you put in the doghouse tonight. So which one of his songs is your favorite?
That's funny. You know, I had a story that a friend of mine years ago took me to see Patti LaBelle. I was so excited to see Patti LaBelle. We were out in the car with champagne and everything, and I had no idea that this band, the Entombe Band, was going to be there. I had heard of them, but, you know, I was not quite into it. I have to say, I really have to say that. But it just, as it turns out, I was there and didn't even know who he was, but I heard the song he mentioned earlier, "You Are My Sunshine," and "Ready for You" is one of my favorites.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorites.
Okay, cool. All right, look, it making a guy smile on his face right now. All right. So Phil, how can the listeners that are listening to the show, how can they? Well, first of all, before I go to that, how do you feel about I love Trenice. I love her style. I love her music. We play all her music here on the show.
Oh yeah.
How do you feel about her as an artist? And you know, and how far do you think that she can go with her talents.
The sky's the limit for Trenice. We both feel that way. We've always felt that way. Trenice is an exceptional, and she's going to be doing big things. Watch out for her. She's going to do great things. Yeah, she's a wonderful person and a fantastic singer and artist, you know. And they're handling her just right. They're giving her the right material, exquisite stuff. So really, really excited about her.
Yeah, we love her. We love her here to death here on the show as well. We love playing her music, and everybody loves, you know, she's humbling when she, you know, when she comes on, you know, her head isn't in the cloud. You know, she takes everything that you tell her to heart, and she's just one of those artists that you want to get behind and push and do all you can to help her. So, yeah, her dad's doing good things with her. Yeah, absolutely.
Bro.
So let's get into one more song. Let's get into another one of your biggest songs, Juicy Fruit. So all you ladies, here it is, Juicy Fruit. That song, were you eating a piece of Juicy Fruit gum, something like that?
No, actually not.
Okay.
No, not at all. It was just the in those days the imagery was it wasn't really sexual as opposed to sensual. You understand the difference?
Yes, sir.
And that was sometimes, many times, that's what it should be. And that's another thing. We kind of got off track. Guys, people have gotten off. Artists have gotten off track with thinking that you have to be too extremely sexual, and you're giving away all the goodies right there. The imagination is of your audience is that's your asset. You have to feed that. You can't just say, well, here it is. Then the surprise is gone. You know, let them come up with their own surprise, with their own vibe. You just kind of set it. You dress it. And so, but yeah, that's funny. Well, you eat a piece of two.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that one. Well, I had to turn the song off real quick because Robin Lynn Maven, she loves jumping out of Cake's bucket naked, so I had to shut the song off real quick and everything. Yeah. But Mr. Phil, I was sitting here thinking I would love to bring you back on again with Larry Dodson and Rusty Allen from Sly and the Family Stone Chris Jasper from the Isley Brothers. I would love to bring you guys, all of you guys on, man, because you remind me of Chris because you can break music down as well like he does, like he can do as well. And I would love to get you guys on and just, you know, you guys just talk about the industry and, you know, where y'all have been at, and, you know, just, you know, another documentary with just y'all four talented brothers on and just, you know, over the music and how music sound today, what needs to be fixed, and, you know, and putting the music back into the DJs, you know, and putting the music back into the DJs' hands and allowing the DJs to put the stamp back on and certify it as a hit, and not allowing these today's this top 40 type, you know, crap mumbo jumbo dictating music and getting back to the old school tradition of the Grammys, Soul Train, VH1, and MTV, going back to the traditional ways of bringing the old school artists back on the stage and performing and bringing them back. That's what I live for, and that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and hook that up. But you know, I am down, brother. That'll be wonderful. That's a wonderful thing to, you know, a wonderful idea. Man. Yes, sir.
So I know it'll be a lot of memories on that show. So that would be an awesome show to have you brothers on, man, and just, you know, and just uniting and so another question, is there any you know, you guys going to be returning to the stage together as a reunion tour? Any talks about that with either group?
Well, with Mtume, we've kicked it around a little bit, and we're not sure, but one thing's for sure, the Phil Field Band and D, we're tooling up to get ready to go out and hit pretty hard. So we're starting this month our first gig, and we will be gigging all summer, building up to the album release and stuff. And if you want, I can share the
Go ahead and let everybody know where you're gonna be at.
Go ahead.
So, Sean, your listeners can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube at Jackson Field Music. That's where they'll be able to get updates on all of our upcoming shows and the albums and the singles that we're working on, the music they can stream right now on Apple and Amazon, et cetera. That's at Jackson Field Music.
Okay, and we're gonna get you some stuff as well to put your ear on too, Sean. You know.
Okay. All right. All right. Well,
yes,
Mr. Phil, Trinise, anything that you want to add that you want to tell us about Mr. Phil that we didn't get a chance to ask, or anything you want to add, or your dad? I think your dad's on as well, too.
Yep, I'm here. How you guys doing?
All right.
Hey. All right. What's up, man? Y'all?
Yeah. Anthony.
Oh, well, I don't personally, and hey, everybody, I hope everyone is doing good. I don't have any questions or anything, but my stepdad probably does.
Okay.
Well,
what's up?
Hey, Sean.
What's up, man? How you feeling? How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Wife's getting better, right? She's getting better, correct?
Oh, yes. She's 100%. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I always asking Trinise how she's doing. Every day I always ask her how she's doing. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you, Sean, first of all, for having my mentors. These Bill and Dean and Tume, Stevie Washington, those are my mentors. And when you mentioned that Trinise's sound, how her sound is, I got my sound from them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to thank you for having them on. Phil and Dee, they went into the history lesson, but they didn't really give everybody the history lesson. You know, Phil, we're talking about. You know, like, we've had... Like, all the music that we've done and all the music, the old times that we worked together, you know, it's been like, it's been a blessing to me, you know, to call Phil and Dee my mentors. It really is. And I want to thank you, Sean, for having me on. I really
no problem, man. No problem, man. Shoot, it's my honor to have him on, you know, and his wife to be a part of the show as well too. So, oh yeah,
yes sir.
Yeah. Anytime, and anything that we can do to push y'all's music, nothing but a phone call away, and we got you. And my man DJ Devo, with both of us, we connected with probably DJ Devo over 20,000 DJs.
Wow. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah. he's probably fighting with his mute button to get on to say something. Yeah.
Yes.
And also Larry, we're gonna get you hooked up with the interview with Vaz Live Radio. I am streaming out there in Seattle, Washington, with Robin Lynn Maven, and also with Monique Songbird out there in South Bend, Indiana. And also with Miss Nene Linus out there in Houston as well, too, and some other radio shows. I'll get you on as well, too, if you know if that's what you would like to do. You know, the more exposure you get, the more people will be like, oh, yeah, he wrote, you know, Juicy Fruit.
Yeah,
as soon as
yeah,
they
yeah.
hear Juicy Fruit, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, yeah, let me bring them on and this and that. So
really appreciate.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. That'll help you get your music out there with Jackson and Field, you know, music out there as well, too. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, my brother. Appreciate it, man. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
Oh, yeah. And Trinise, we're waiting on some more music, Trinise. Now, come on now.
All right. I actually started working on something new tonight.
Okay.
We got a little something coming.
Robin, you there, Robin? Well, she probably on mute as well too, because I know you said you had a band. You know, Robin plays a mean tamarine, and I play a mean kazoo. I play a mean kazoo, so you know.
Come on, buddy.
and Devo plays a mean cowbell with the stick.
Come
so
on,
you, know, you got three more instruments now.
Right. Yes, sir.
So one more time, Miss D, can you let everybody know where they can follow you guys at on the social media?
Yes, it's at Jackson Field Music
on all the platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, at Jackson Field Music.
All right.
All right.
Mr. Field, any encouragement words you want to leave the listeners, upcoming artists that are trying to make it in the industry that are listening to the show right now? Any encouragement words you want to leave with them before you go, sir?
Absolutely. If you believe in yourself, you got to believe in yourself. Believe in your dream. Follow your dreams, and take it all the way. Don't settle for any shorts. You go all the way and sink as much as you can into every aspect of the business. And trust me, you will get there. You will definitely get there. So I encourage everybody to follow their dream.
All right. Couldn't say it no better than myself, but I appreciate you, Mr. Fields. You, Miss D.
Pleasure.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Trinice, y'all too, for making this happen tonight. And I'll be in touch with you and get that show together with the legends, the brothers of the,
awesome.
You know, back in the day legends here on the show. You have a good week. God bless you. We love you. And until next time, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. This is Saturday Night Drive with yours truly, DJ Sean, Robin Lynn Maven, DJ Debo here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Robin, anything you want to say?
Man, no, just what an awesome, great show. Thank you so much for coming on today. Wow.
All right. DJ Debo, I know you're fighting with that mute button. Anything you want to say, big brother? You must be fighting with the mute button. All right, you guys, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for being a part of the show. Shouts out to Mr. Phil Fields for being a part of the show. Shout out to Miss Shirley Jones for being this awesome show here Sunday night. Here on the Hilltop Radio Show, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. I want to thank all the people around the world for tuning in. And let's go over and see where we at, Miss Robin Lynn Maven, on As the World Turns on Hilltop Radio. Let's see where we are at. Earlier today, we were at 177K. Let's see where we at right now. Where we're at right now is 178.91 by tomorrow night. Before we go on Hilltop Radio Show tomorrow night, we'll be at a strong 180K here on the show. And we got, late but not least, DJ GQ. What up, man? How you feeling, man?
All right, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, man, welcome to the show, man. Sorry you missed a good show, man. It was awesome,
yeah,
brother.
I was with family. I apologize.
Oh, no, man. Family first, man. You already know that. Family first, man. But, you know, thank you for being a part of the show, man, as always, man.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Yeah, man. So, appreciate you. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, DJ Debo. I mean, GQ. I'm sorry. I keep getting y'all mixed up, twins.
You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram up on the Hilltop too. Also right here on the Hilltop. Also 99.9 WJCB. And we go to the other at 12 o'clock at noon, Back in the Day Cafe. I also got the Gospel Show and also World Play DJs.
All right. Thank you, man, for being part of it. Robin, letting everybody know where they can follow you at, sweetheart.
You can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Gmail at Robin Lynn Maven, and right here at the Hilltop Radio Show and Vibes Live Radio. Yes. Tune in.
My fault, DJ Debo, man. My fault, brother. I hit the wrong number. Go ahead, man. Let everybody know where they can follow you at, brother. I'm sorry.
You was asking questions. I was trying to. I was like, he forgot. He must have forgot. But anyway. yeah, y'all can find me at Debo Taylor L on Facebook, at IG Debo the Pro. right here on the Hilltop Radio Show, World Play DJs. That's about it. But get with me, Smoke Signal, Drum, email, whatever. Get it, my big brother. He can get with me. We make it do what it do.
All right, all right. You know, as Hilltop turns, this man, Columbus, Ohio is listening. Shout outs to Columbus, Ohio. Every damn country I'm looking at. Singapore is having fun listening to us as well. Everybody. And Robin, where can everybody hear us at when we're on live again, real quick?
Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker Radio, Apple iTunes, Google Podcast, just goodness, everywhere that you possibly can. Click that play button.
Toronto, Canada, New Jersey's in the house. Charlotte, North Carolina is in the house. Delaware is in the house. A lot of the Asian countries are listening to us as we talk as well, too. So shout out to everybody that's listening to the show. Africa, we got somebody, country in Africa, checking us out over in Egypt, somewhere out in the Pacific Ocean. Must be a submarine. But yeah, appreciate you. But yeah, man. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night. We got some more hot young independent artists that'll be on with us tomorrow. And next Monday night we have a gospel show for you guys. We got the Melotones, we got the Williams Singers, and we got the Sounds of Blackness gonna be joining us, as well as Sister one of the first dancers of Soul Train. Now she's a pastor serving the Lord, Ms. Dr. Pastor Sandra Thompson. She's going to be on board with us as well next Monday night, and we're going to be talking about the gospel industry. That's right. From the quartets all the way to beginning the tradition, you know, of gospel music, and why is it fading? You know, why isn't, you know, the tradition isn't the same, like I was talking about the old school, you know, Soul Train, VH1, MTV, and the Grammys have starting to fade away from the tradition music that really made each of these award shows popular. Now it's all corporate, you know, they're allowing people that don't know music to throw money around and dictate what's going to happen, how's it going to happen, and when is it going to happen. And which is not fair to your old school artists that are coming back out with new hits and stuff, and they got to fight their way back to the top. So we're going to be talking about that as far as in the gospel industry as well. So you heard it here first on the Hilltop Radio Show. Again, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show. Robin Lynn Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming. She is on here sick, y'all. She crawled out of her bed and made way to her computer just to make sure that this show is being aired all over the world. So thank you, sweetheart. DJ Devo, stop smoking cigarettes just to be a part of the Hilltop Radio Show. Thank you, big brother. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let me get out. I hear it, Dale. You know, it's just echoing in my head, standing at the counter. But let me get a box of Newport 100s.
All right. And DJ GQ, man, thank you for all that you do, man. Mixes that you bring to the show and whatnot. Appreciate you. And again, everybody, listen, make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Another hot show. Here on the Hilltop Radio Show, the Hilltop Radio Show, on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's all about the independent artists and what we're going to do for them. And I also got the top 10 artists of May, and also got the top 10 females that got them yam, that are yamalicious, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Yeah, malicious. Top 10 malicious females and everything. So on behalf of DJ Sean, Robin Lynn Maven, DJ D-Boo, DJ DQ, NeNe Lioness, and Monique Songbird, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. God bless. And have a good night. We'll catch you tomorrow here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Be reasonable, be easy. Peace, y'all. All right.
All right.
Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean.